Jane, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. With some folks say they're gonna hang him so high, 'cause you just can't do what he did. There's some things you just can't put in the minds of those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs wanna see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. There goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes it'll kinda come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. There goes the DJ.
Good afternoon and welcome to WDRT, Viroqua's radio station. My name is Roseanne and I'm here with G-Man and Polly. This is the Driftless Weekend, but guess what? It's not the weekend, is it?
It's the Driftless Wednesday.
Driftless Wednesday. That sounds really good.
Wednesday at 4:08.
Yes, 4:08.
What today, are we doing today, Miss?
Today is
Mrs.
the Spring North. Pledge Drive. I call it Donation Day. It's a little bit easier for me to remember the name of it. We are hoping that continuous funds are going to be coming in and being donated today to this lovely radio station. This station, it takes 100 volunteers to keep the station going. And we need some funds, and we're hoping that you are all very generous people, that you listen to us, and that you come right in on Main Street. We are at 311 Main Street in Viroqua. And if you are not in town, you can go online and donate right on our radio station.
Or call in at the number.
Call in at the number. Let's find that. It is 608-638-9378. Please call, and we'll take your donations. And there are some people that have just donated recently, and I'd like to do a shout-out. Here we go. Thank you to Andrew, Christine, and Greg. Also, thank you to Jimmy from Viroqua and Joel and Lisa. We are now over $10,000.
All right. So that last song you heard was called The Last DJ by Tom Petty. It was off of his 2002 a studio album of the same name. It was his 11th studio album. And it had songs on it about greed in the music industry. Some radio stations, Clear Channel Communications, boycotted it. It was recorded at Cello Studios in Hollywood. This track, released as a single, reached number 22 on the Billboard mainstream rock tracks. It's a song about a DJ in Jacksonville, Florida, who got frustrated not playing songs he wanted. He got so frustrated that he moved to Mexico. He should have moved to Viroqua because he can play whatever the heck he wants.
That guy sounds kind of like you.
Yeah. Petty said, I remember when radio meant something. The DJs had a personality. They were people of taste, who we trusted. I see that.
Why did you say that? Well, so are you talking about you or me?
Yeah, so that's about the greed of radio, which there is no greed here at WDRT, and this is a fundraiser. Gee, man, you got us dancing right away.
I've got the music in me is how we open things up. Number 12 in 1974, song by the Kiki D Band. It was written in 1973 by B.S. Bichelle, Kiki D's band's keyboardist. It is also the title of the Kiki D LP released in 1974. The song is upbeat, describing in various ways how the singer will not be deterred or impeded in their goals because they passed the quality of having the music in them.
All right. G-Man, I'm going to fool you right away, or try to at least. Tony Tennille is how old today, G-Man?
80.
84.
Woo!
Wow.
Chris France. Do you know who drummer Chris France is?
No, but you're going to tell
me. Ooh, the Talking Heads. He's 73 today. So, and we are over, keep those donations coming on in. We're over 10,000, right, Mrs.
Noor? We are over 10,000. Thank you, everyone who has donated since 6 o'clock this morning. And we go until 6 o'clock tonight?
6 o'clock tonight, yes.
Super, 12 hours. We are only a couple hours left. Again, please don't forget to give us a call today. You know, if your checkbook isn't too handy, you can go right to wdrt.org/donate. Stop into the station, 311 South Main Street, or call 608-638-9378.
All right, what you got coming up next, G-Man? Are you going to tell us?
No.
Here we go.
Lying and crying, subsetting and getting nowhere. find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio, but I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called you out, I could tell that you had been crying, crying. It's that same sing song. That same song, the DJ sucks, makes me sad. I tried to turn it off, to say goodbye, my love, that radio song. Hey, hey, hey. The world is collapsing.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. This is WDRT in Viroqua. So what's going on today? Somebody help me out here.
There's a fundraiser, and I'll tell you what, I've never seen the studio so active. There's a lot of people. So if you live in Viroqua and you want to enjoy the nice weather, even if you don't live in Viroqua, come on down to the studio. We got a lot of things cooking down here.
It's 311 South Main Street here in Viroqua, and today is our Spring Pledge Drive. It's Wednesday, May 8th. It's the afternoon. We are normally the Driftless Weekend Show.
Hold it. It's 420. The time is 420.
The time is 420.
You going to play some Pink Floyd, G-Man?
Is there anything significant about 420?
I don't know.
It just turned to 420.
It was so important to Paul, he just had to bring it up. It's 420.
Keep going, Miss.
420 and all's well, right?
Okay, that's correct.
We have G-Man, we have Polly, and we have Roseanne, and we are typically the Driftless Weekend Show. They're bringing us notes, so it's super exciting.
The announcer man's bringing us
yes,
notes.
Yes, yes, okay. In his Hawaiian garb. Hello, hello. So we have our current total that we have raised since 6 o'clock this morning is $10,108. Thank you to everyone out there. If you haven't been thanked, we are thanking you right now. The most recent people that have donated today for our Spring Pledge Drive, Christine and Greg, Sanford, Ethan, Ron, and Pete. We might be related to a couple people on here. I'm not so sure.
We might not want to be related
to a couple of them. And some friends that we might know from our area, town, Richland Center.
You know what that means, G-Man. You know what that means.
There goes a neighborhood.
Okay, Joe Walsh.
Yes, yes, yes. So again, it's a Spring Pledge Drive. And I just want to say something. If somebody wants to go to the Temple Theater to see some music, to see a show, if you donate to WDRT today, each donation is entered to win tickets to any show at the Temple Theater. Okay. And that is a beautiful, beautiful theater.
There's some good shows coming
we
up,
We were
too.
Just there. We saw Kathy Mattea. And again, it's such a beautiful, beautiful venue to go to. So how do you donate to this beautiful radio station? Go online at wdrt.org/donate. Come here in person, 311 South Main Street in Viroqua, or call for some of you. We have some friends that maybe aren't so good on the internet, so here you go. Write this down. I'll go slow.
608-638-9378.
Again, 638-9378. You know, and we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you today. So,
all right. Well, now to the music.
Yeah, and let's hear about the songs you guys
And I kind of have a theme. Most of the songs I'm going to play are about the radio, and the last song you heard was called Radio Song by R.E.M. from their Out of Time CD on Warner Brothers in 1991. It was their seventh studio album, and it topped the album sales charts in both U.S. and U.K. Sold 4.5 million copies in the U.S. and 18 million copies worldwide. It won 3 Grammys. Radio Song was the 4th single from this album. G-Man, do you remember? They had a single in 1991 that hit number 4 on the Billboard.
I want to say Losing My Religion.
You are correct, as usual. So, what did you play, G-Man?
I played Smoke from a Distant Fire by the Sanford Townsend Band. It was number 9 in 1977. It was released as a single in 1977 from their self-titled album. The song debuted on Billboard's Hot 100 Singles charts on June 18th of 1977. And as I said, it peaked at number 9 on September 17th of 1977.
All right.
Okay, before we play another song, we just have to say we need $15,000 by 6 o'clock, everybody. So.
Well, we need $5,000 more.
Well, yes, we need about $5,000 more.
What's the count right now?
$10,108.
So get your fingers going on those cell phones. That's right. Give us a call, everybody.
And I'm sure G-Man's not going to tell us what we played.
Never.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man, I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that, me working for you. Oh, sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that, can't you read? Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep
Membership card to get inside.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Driftless Weekend Show special edition on a Wednesday pledge drive day. That last song you heard was called Radio Radio by Elvis Costello and the Attractions. It was a 1978 single on Radar Records, produced by Nick Lowe. Reached number 29 on the UK charts. He performed it live on Saturday Night Live in 1977 and was not supposed to. He was banned from SNL for 11 years. Song was a cynical critique of English radio commercialism. Costello said, radio has nothing to do with music anymore. It's in the advertising business. Radio is absolutely the enemy of music. Well, that's not true around here at WDRT. We are friends to the music, right, G-Man?
You got it.
You played some Signs, right?
Signs, the number three song in 1971 by Canadian rock group, the Five-Man Electrical Band. It was written by the band's frontman, Les Emerson, and popularized the relatively unknown band. The song was written by Emerson when he was road tripping on Route 66 in California and noticed the beautiful scenery was obscured by many billboards. The song was covered again in 1991 by California's band Tesla, and it reached number 8 that year on the Billboard Hot 100.
He must have went through Wisconsin Dells at that time with those signs.
Could be.
Right? How are we doing with the fundraiser, Mrs.
Well, Mark? Just a reminder that today is Spring Pledge Drive, otherwise known as Donate Day. Thank you to Tom and Sherry who recently donated, and so our total is up to $10,228, and our goal is $15,000 before 6 p.m. today. And some people, if you are a regular monthly donating person, that you are called a sustaining member, that's correct. And so new this year, if you are a sustainer, you'll receive an exclusive lapel pen. So please consider an increase to your monthly donation. And of course, we're not going to turn you away if you would like to make an additional donation, just especially today. And if you do donate today, each donation is entered to win tickets to any show at the Temple Theater. We are located at 311 South Main Street in Viroqua. And if you are listening online on to our show today, hopefully you are at WDRT.org and there are donation directions online.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Nora. So we got the G-Man in the we're live from
Studio
A. And
I've got this next song I'm going to dedicate to my good buddy, good pal and buddy, Pauly.
Uh-oh.
And
uh-oh.
I think...
is it Sugar Sugar?
No. It's a song about the radio. It's the only song that I'm playing today
All right. That
has to do with the radio. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it. Let's hear it.
Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mackett, Twang, and Eddie Hisman, ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, locomotion, poker, passion, deeper purple, satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, give me, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista, Fujiyama, Kamasutra, Rama, Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats is back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Carly Simon, Eddie Holder, Rolling Stone, and Santa Folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Castle Now, I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Paula, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper, gotta go, so gotta sweat a Leah Russell, give me Sheldon, Miracles, and Smokey Places, Sly Guitars, the Fender Bass, and Mushroom Mumble, Bonnie Brown, the Wilson Pickett, stop and kick it.
Life is a rock, but the radio. Primal's
screaming Hawk, Jay and Dale and Ronnie Kukla, Fran and Norman, Oakland, Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, JJ, Kale and ZZ Top and LL Bean and DD Dana, David Bowie, Steely Dan and Sing Me Proud of CC Rider, Edgar Winner, Jonah Summers, Isaac Marshall, Johnny Thunder, Eric Clapton, Pedal Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doo Dah Doo Dah, Cool Vibrations, LB Ron, the Surfing Girl, Little Honda, Tida Tida, Honey Honey, Sugar Sugar, Yummy Yummy, CBS and Warner Brothers, RCA and all the others.
Life is a rock, but the radio
was in needed to go. Football tires with the ceiling falling and the window stuck. But the only thing that I cared about was the radio. We turn it on, turn it up to 10, and everybody would jump on in. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road. You find something on the radio, like a real, real. We'll know it when it comes on. Didn't have no money, no place to go. All we needed was a radio. Oh. I grabbed my girl. We'd look for somewhere to watch the stars. The perfect place to put it in park and take it slow. Sang along to even the ones that she barely knew. She still sounded good, a little louder too, but we didn't care. I'd look at her, she'd look at me. I'll never forget that melody. Riding down the highway, who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road. You find something on the radio, like a real, real good song. We'll know it. Didn't have no money, no place to go. All we needed was a radio. Oh, oh. Hey, y'all, be quiet. That's my favorite song. Hey, man, turn it up loud. Come on, come on, come on. Riding down the highway. Who wants to be the DJ? I'll find a spot on the side of the road. Can you find summer on the radio? Like a real, real good song. We'll know it when it comes on. I didn't have no money, no place to go. All we needed was a radio.
WDRT 91.9 FM, and who is this voice you're hearing? It is Mr. Announcer Man from Eclectic Wonderland, but I'm currently in the studio with the G-Man and crew.
Thank you, Nick.
That's right. The menacing mailman Nick donated, and we're so happy to have his donation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Announcer
you,
Man.
You.
All right.
All right, shout out to Nick and Mr. Announcer Man.
All right.
And thank you to all the WDRT staff, Emily, Terry, and Ann, all the volunteers that work here. There are over 100 volunteers that work here at WDRT. And outside here, the studio, we have Mr. Ed, Jenny on the phone, and Mr. Announcer Man taking donations. Everyone, call in.
All right. And I'd like to, he talked about the people in the studio, but we also have a special guest. Mrs. G is hiding over in the corner here.
She hasn't said a word.
And she hasn't had, well, and that's pretty amazing itself.
I'm not going to say anything there. I'm going to, because I got to go home tonight.
Do you know what Mrs. G is in charge of?
What's she in charge of?
Where everybody sits. No, it's the retired educator in here. Okay. She makes everybody sit there. So tell us how we can donate, Mrs. Norman.
Okay, everybody. The goal is to get $15,000 by 6 p.m., and it is almost quarter to five. And so so that is our donation goal, and today is our spring pledge drive here at WDRT. If you are in Viroqua or in the area or driving through town, please stop at 311 South Main Street here in Viroqua. Our phone number is 608-638-9378. And again, if you donate, for each donation, your name is entered to win tickets to any show at the Temple Theater, which is an awesome opportunity and a great way to pay back to any community. It's wonderful. Go to wdrt.org/donate. I'm sure we've got Facebook posts and pictures and all sorts of things.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, so we have G-Man, Paulie, and myself. We're the Driftless Weekend. You will hear Paul and Gary on, there's like the second Saturday, the fourth Saturday,
the, second Saturday.
The
we
fifth
got
Saturday.
Rice and Jenny on the first, rotating on the second. Dave Cryer on the third, and the G-Man and I on the fourth, and Rosie and I on the fifth.
Fifth, yes.
Time.
Thank you, Paul, for keeping us all straight.
All right, and that last song you heard was called Radio by Darius Rucker off of his 2013 CD called True Believers on Capitol. Radio was the third single released song. The song is a reflection on his teenage years, borrowing his mother's car to take his girlfriend for a ride and listening to songs on the radio. It hit number 4 on the U.S. Country Airplay Billboard chart. And was Darius Rucker Hootie, G-Man?
He was Hootie.
He was Hootie, right?
They did that real nice remake of Wagon Wheel by the Old Crow Medicine Show a few years ago that was a number 1 country hit.
All right, and you want me to tell you what you played, G-Man, or not?
Yeah, you can.
Life is a Rock. Oh, you played a good tune.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a story behind this.
Okay.
I did this one for you, Paulie. I just wanted you to know. And
all
I just
right.
Kind of accidental that it had to do about the radio, but a number 8 song in 1974 by a studio group called Reunion. It was made up of ad hoc group of studio musicians led by lead singer Joey Levine. The lyrics are at a fast pace of 1950s, 60s, 70s. Disc jockeys, musicians, songwriters, record labels, song titles, and lyrics broken only by the chorus, similar to the way the song I've Been Everywhere, Man listed name places. Now, here's the kicker, and this is why I played it for you. Joey Levine, does that name ring a bell?
Joey Levine, was he a television star?
He had sang a very famous hit in 1968.
I don't know.
Levine had previously been the lead singer of the Ohio Express, who had a song called Yummy, 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 number 4 in 1968.
Oh, no.
And I know that's one of the songs that you can tell people what you think about that song.
Well, that song's been banned by WDRT, by the way. So, all right. Well, thanks again. I would like to make an announcement. Mr. Coppa is in the building as we speak. So he's following us up at 5 o'clock, the closer. So we got a couple more tunes, and we'll be wrapping things up. Let's go, G-Man.
Just to the drum. need a boots. I wear my pants skin tight. I wear my dark sunglasses in the middle of the night. And when I look in the mirror, I'm such an awesome sight. It makes me want to kneel down and pray. I'm so adorable and charming, I'm sure that you can see. And everybody's always trying to hang around with me. They tell me I'm the greatest and it's hard to disagree. Cause I'm so perfect in every way. And I'm so cute I can hardly stand it. And I'm so handsome honey I could just die. I know you'll never be as wonderful as me, but at least you can try. Cause I'm such a groovy guy. Tie you up with dental floss. I'll make you wear a harness and I'll show you who's the boss. Of course, if you refuse, well, honey, it's your loss. I mean, I don't do this with just anyone. So, baby, how can you say it's all over? So, how can you tell me goodbye? So, now you tell me that you're leaving me for good, and all I want to know is why. I mean, after all, I'm really such a groovy guy.
I sent that one out to a groovy guy, and Mr. Announcer Man loved that. That is Such a Groovy Guy by Weird Al Yankovic off of his debut album. Also give a, I know we're plugging the radio station, but I'd also like to give a plug to the Muscadet Morel Fest, which is on May 17th, 18th at Muscadet, Wisconsin. So you ready to go, G-Man? What did you play?
I played Montego Bay by Bobby Bloom. The number 8 song in 1970. It was written by him and Jeff Barry about the city of Jamaica of the same name. The song was a top 10 hit for Bloom in the fall of 1970 on both sides of the Atlantic. Bobby Bloom was also one of the co-writers of Money Money by Tommy James and the Shondells.
Right. Very good. Mrs. Nora, very update
interesting.
Us.
Interesting.
Thank some people and update
well,
us, please.
Well, yes. I'm going to thank Patricia in Westby, Ronald, Nick and Christina in Viroqua, Jenny, who loves G-Man and Polly's show, Malka and Kirsten. And our total is approximately $10,338. Our goal is to get to
$10,780. I just
see
the update.
Oh, thank you for the update.
$10,788.
Our goal is to try to get to $15,000 by 6 p.m. Can we do it, everyone? Let's really try.
We got our cleanup guy, Mr. Kappa, coming in next.
Yes. So there's about 100 volunteers here at WDRT. But it does take some money to keep the station going. And again, if you donate today, each donation is entered to win tickets to any show at the Temple Theater. If you are local, please stop by in the next hour, 311 South Main Street, Viroqua, Wisconsin. And again, we are online. You can go to WDRT.org and look up how to donate, and we'll be glad to help you out there.
All right. Thank you. G-Man, we got time for a couple more tunes.
I've got this next song. I'd like to dedicate this to my wife and to Roseanne.
Oh!
See if you like it.
I'm a little worried.
Midnight at the Oasis. a romance in our hands. Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand dune real soon. Kick up a little dust.
And thanks for listening. We're winding down, and we've got somebody that I'm glad that that we came before him and don't have to follow him like we always do, because it's a tough act to
the
follow.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yes.
So
whatever.
Mr. Coppa is in the neighborhood. He is in the live in Studio A. You want to play that theme? And thank you all for listening.
Holy smoke!
What was that?
I don't know. I have no
idea. That was Mr. Coppa doing something. So we want to thank you all for listening and donating, and we appreciate it. And we had fun. So, G-Man, you got the Mr. Coppa theme song.
I do, right here.
Here we go.
Mr. Coppa, it's all yours after me.